And now, as you would have heard on Friday, a Tralee sister says the town's current courthouse facilities are unbearable. Canis Walsh of Murphy Ramsay Walsh says the courthouse is inaccessible for people with mobility issues. His comments come as a subcommittee of the Law Society was to meet with the court service CEO on the afternoon of Friday. And Canis Walsh is with me on the line. Canis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Listen, what has come out of that meeting, do we know, or what are your hopes for what happens now with regards to this?
Yeah, Jerry, we had a very lengthy meeting with the court service, four of the top management within the court service, Angela Denning, and the people in charge of the buildings rollout within the court service, and also the person in charge of the court service within Munster, who had gone to Dublin for the meeting as well. We discussed all aspects, really. You know, they acknowledge the difficulties with the courthouse in Tralee and have been aware of them for some time and are very anxious to address those difficulties, but they've assured us that those difficulties cannot be addressed within the existing complex in Ash Street. They have looked at it high up, low down. The site just cannot accommodate the works that would need to be done to bring that courthouse up to an acceptable level. So, unfortunately, for those very attached to the Ash Street facility, they have said that it is just a dead duck, basically, at this stage, and whatever the future the courts service has in Kerry, it will not be in the Ash Street facility.
Okay, so it's the belief now that it's, and I know the Law Society in Kerry was kind of neutral on this up to this point, but that really Ash Street isn't the runner. Island of Geese is now the option?
Well, that is the court service preferred option. They're on the record about that. They say that it was Kerry County Council introduced them to the site originally back in 2018, and they themselves, the OPW, look after the design of court complexes and the upkeep of court complexes for the court service, and they collaborated with Kerry County Council on the design or the layout of the Island of Geese site with a view to a new court complex coming onto that site. It would be on one small section of the site, really. The Island of Geese site is deceptive. It's much larger than people think, and this new court complex, it wouldn't take up a fraction, but obviously it will not swallow up
the site.
You know, it won't dominate the site at all. So they have been working away for the last 4 years in collaboration with the council, and they gave us a walk through of the type of complex that they would like to have there. It's the same as what they have in Letterkenny. It's one of these, I suppose it's ready to roll, basically. You know, there'd be a standard design, but it's a very impressive building. It ticks all boxes. In fact, not alone will we have, we would have our circuit and our district courts, we would have family courts, we would be able to accommodate the High Court sitting here doing appeals, we would be able to accommodate the Central Criminal Court, which is mandated now to sit outside of Dublin. That's, you know, murder cases, rape cases, etc.
Yeah.
So it is, as well as that, they say that if they have this building here, they will be able to increase the number of courts personnel working here. They'll be able to bring back office jobs from other parts of the country, and particularly from Dublin, where people are, you know, I suppose accommodation for staff in Dublin is unaffordable. So they would be able to greatly increase the number of people employed in the court service in Kerry at this new facility.
Yeah. The key thing here would be timing, Canis, and the need for a decision to be made now.
Yes. Now, firstly, the money, the funding is in place to buy this site from the council. They have that money. It's earmarked. It's ring-fenced within this year's budget, at least. Now, next year is a whole different ballgame. But that money is ready to be handed over, basically. If the council can resolve to complete the sale to the court service, that's done by way of what they call a Section 183 resolution. It has to be passed by the members of the full Kerry County Council. So it's really for the council now now to see whether they can. The problem with timing, Gerry, is that if you see there's both the site acquisition and then there's the development, and if we don't have a site, not we, if the court service don't have a site, if they do not own a site by the time funding is allocated for the development of court buildings, then Tralee will not feature in any developments of court buildings within the next within the lifespan of the next national development plan. There's an added urgency here because it is felt that there will be that funding will be brought forward when the new family law bill is announced later this year, because that's going to greatly increase. It might increase the number of judges. Facilities will have to be provided to accommodate these new family law centres, and Tralee would be a prime candidate for securing one of those statuses if the funding was in place and if we were in a position to provide the building. So we could get that fund, like when the bill is announced, the next thing will be to have the accommodation in place to meet with the requirements of the legislation. So Tralee, the funding would have to be accelerated, and Tralee could benefit big time from that.
So imperative it all happens, and happens very quickly.
It happens or it doesn't happen at all. That's the reality that was laid on the table for us. They're certainly not trying to bully Kerry County Council into this, but they have no other. They've spent 4 years on it at this stage, and they have no other suitable site within the county. And if there is no site, then we just cannot feature. We cannot be a candidate for the funding for development going forward.
Okay. All right, Canice, we'll leave it there. We're out of time. We'll see where the decision goes from here, but clear it needs to be made very soon indeed. That's Canice Walsh there with us on the line from the Kerry Law Society. If you have a view for us on that situation, get in touch.